When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Happy New Year. We're still saying that after yesterday. Tomorrow is the big day with Larry David. I'm sure where he is, he'll be shushing people with that. Side question today, though. Hit us with that film, TV show, that people are like, you haven't seen it? Wow, how did that happen? It's a pretty simple one. Hit us with that. We gave you ours, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Now, probably the best that I've seen talking about what's happened in Minnesota so far, and I realize it's incomplete. People like Walz, people like Ellison, the attorney general particularly there, who there's some disturbing tape on him and the Somalis. There's got to be more indictments. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of ICE, FBI, Department of Justice, Pam Bondi there today around all this, ready to go. But here are three big things that have come out of this that I think are solid. One, anger over unchecked immigration, which is growing, not shrinking. The Trump administration proves the Biden White House and Democrats could have effectively shut down migration at any time from 2021 to 2024 and instead allowed, even encouraged it. This coming off the Somalis, coming off the situation that happened there, it's not shrinking. Now, the argument on the other side as we head toward the midterms is going to be interesting. And that is, people say, when you're taking out criminals, we're all on board. When you're taking out more en masse with deportation, then we're not on board. Well, it's still about, in most polling, the majority are on board. And I think the Somali thing in Minnesota just ratchets this stuff up. And you can't shush people to say, well, they're here illegally. Legally, they're here. They're a protected class and all that. It doesn't matter. The issue is so immense, and we're seeing it in other places in the country. And the bottom line, fraud on this front with a lot of people that are here illegally or even legally is not going away. Item two, waste and outright fraud in quasi-welfare programs, particularly those administered by blue states, but backstopped by the federal government, has reached massive levels, even more than most people would have thought. Federal prosecutor in Minnesota suggested it might be $9 billion in that state alone over the last few years. That's $1,500 per resident in just a handful of Medicaid programs. That estimate suggests that hundreds of billions of dollars might have been wasted or stolen in New York, California, and places like, oh, I don't know, Philadelphia. Now, I wish the Trump administration had been on this before, and I realize that it's only a year. They got a lot of balls in the air, but Nick Shirley has underlined, when you have 100 and I think it's approaching 140 million views of what he's done in Minnesota on Twitter, that's a sign it's finally broken loose. Item three, the rise of X or Twitter as an outlet for citizen journalism, particularly on stories that conservatives favor and liberals would rather ignore, like the ones I talked about just a second ago, it's never been bigger. And that's why Nick Shirley has succeeded. Now he's on to other stuff. He's doing other things that are out there. When James O'Keefe broke Acorn, we talked about that. there wasn't the social media presence. I don't even remember the exact dates, but it just didn't seem like you could proliferate this. You certainly couldn't reach 150 million views. You know, that's just not possible of anything, whatever modalities he had. So the bottom line is that this is the third part of this. All three things coming out of Minnesota, and they make a lot of sense. And Mondami has to be forewarned because there's going to be a lot of this stuff going on in New York. Big time stuff. We're seeing it in Ohio. I'm sure here in Philadelphia. So rather than just troops in the streets, seems to be the next angle is going to be surging forces. We hear California is next. And again, with the citizen journalist, with X, social media, you're going to see, this is where the play is. The Maduro stuff and what's happened in Venezuela. I sense already, I'm not hitting it as much. People are thrilled that Delta Force, the U.S. military, was able to do that. They're supportive of this. They get the angle with some of the things that have gone on here. They get the geopolitics of it a bit. But it'll move on, say by the end of this week. The only thing that will be looked at is Venezuela okay? Is it more chaotic than before? And even that, the midterms is going to come down to a battle over, is the Trump administration making progress on affordability for Americans? And if so, how much? Continuing to attack Biden is fine. That's a message. It's true. Laying it out. But you got to produce results on this. You can't come on a show like mine and just talk about, well, look how much gas prices are down. True. But then what about these other things? And that's why when I hear the president today with the Republicans, you get nervous. Is their plan really going to be attack the insurance companies? They shouldn't get the money. The president meeting with them, I think this week, the heads of at least six of the big insurance companies. If he can get them to agree to something, that's good. But this is the age-old problem. Healthcare costs are ridiculous. The reliance on Obamacare and what it did have exacerbated it. So Republicans can't possibly say we're going to sign off on a three-year extension on Obamacare. That's not going to work. And that's not politically savvy. So what is their plan? And I'm tell you, based upon any source or whatever, I don't see it other than to attack the insurance companies, which is fine, but what else? The housing issue, that's where they have a lot more expertise. And I think you're going to see maybe sometime early February, some kind of national event where they roll out what could be done to decrease or to open up more people getting into homes. Grocery store prices. They're working on any number of things that seem to be chipping away at it. But this is where the battle is. All the Venezuelan stuff in the world is not going to win the midterms. Not saying it's not something needed, but the danger is, the argument is, you're taking your eye off the ball. You're looking at something that in the end, the American people are not revved up about. I don't think they are. The startling nature of it, the Delta Force, getting them out of there, all good. It's more the kitchen table stuff again. That's what is going to move the needle here. And what's the Republican plan on that? Well, Mondani is going to help. I suggested even over the holidays, and we had a lot of response, there were small things that Republicans can do. I read you a list of a bunch of them. One of them's in the news again because Mondani thinks the cost of going to a World Cup game, which isn't even in New York, it's in Jersey, Giant Stadium, you know that whole thing, right? I think he said $600 even for the cheap seats. And I don't doubt it. You have a soccer mania confluence there. And it's something that only happens, you know, once in, you know, however long that you're going to have that opportunity. Maybe never again. Is there anything in the ticketing? How many times we've talked about this? Philadelphia's doing something on its city council about getting a seat in a restaurant. Is there anything that is corrupt about the system that allows people to beat others to the punch, to control this with bots or whatever they do, and then people have to pay a tremendous amount of money for it? One other thing, too, on the drugs thing. Mike Gibson, who listens to the show as much as anybody, but is liberal, critical, saying, well, you know, what about the demand? What about Americans using drugs as an antidote to this rather than worrying about the cartels? I hear that, but with the fentanyl thing, these are often random things where people are not addicted or anything like that, that we're seeing. So I'm sensitive to that too. But the blatancy right on our border of the cartels in Mexico has to be responded to. That's where the problem is. That's where the fentanyl connection is. Not Venezuela as much. Not that Venezuela and Maduro get a pass. There's a lot of reasons for that. But the bottom line is these cartels in Mexico are the issue. And I believe Ron DeSantis, if president, would take them out. I realize there's difficulties there with Mexico, Trump, etc. I think the American people would cheer that, though, just like they cheer shutting down the border. It is a failed state. It's a country that is afraid of the cartels. All right, so 855-839-1210, you get on board. It's going to be interesting to see very much what President Trump says with these executives. Are they going to offer something that lowers cost? I don't think it's going to be like the pharmaceutical thing, which was a good thing, and something meaningful. Just attacking them without a plan is playing into the Democrats' hand. If the plan is just attack insurance companies, that's not enough. All right, side question today. You can hit us with that, 855-839-1210. First, though, it is time for...
It's Dom's Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
Of course, every day, Dom's Money Melody is sponsored by our friends at NavyLeaguePhilly.org, NavyLeaguePhilly.org. For just $25 a year, you're helping to support a great organization and all the events they do that you can be part of. So if you were in the water services, you know, Coast Guard, Navy, Marines, any of those things associated with that, this is a great, I just talked to our sales guy today. They're getting a lot of response from listeners. NavyLeaguePhilly.org is where you want to go. And we're playing for a pair of movie passes to see Sheepdog movie at AMC Neshaminy 24 in Ben Salem. Sheepdog is a must-see, one of the best films of the year in theaters, January 16th. Rated R. Go to sheepdogthemovie.com for details. All right, Henry, what do you have?
Yeah, Dom. So on the side question today, we are asking for that movie or that TV show that you just kind of have refused to watch or you're just not interested, but it's seemingly everyone's seen it. So this got me thinking a little bit about my own upbringing and about how there was two types of Gen Z kids growing up. There are the ones that watched and repeatedly watched, I should say, and memorized all the famous quotes from the show SpongeBob SquarePants. And then there are the kids that had the parents that didn't allow them to watch it. And you can always tell which people those are when you know, a SpongeBob quote arises, everyone gives a good chuckle, and then there's the one person looking around going, what are you guys laughing at? I don't get it at all. So, frankly, I'm going to play you the SpongeBob SquarePants theme song today. But, of course, it's going to be in a different language. I want to know the language in which this SpongeBob SquarePants theme song is being covered. I'll give you some hints about the country real quick. They love their oil wrestling in this country, you know, of course.
Alrighty, that's always a good thing.
Yeah, oil wrestling, you know, oh famous, God. Yeah. Dom, you'll like this. This country has the most amount of tea drinkers per capita.
Oh, whoa. That's got to be a good country.
And then in addition to that, in their hot beverages, back in, centuries ago, they introduced Europe to coffee.
Ah, but, tea and coffee.
And
huh?
it was so popular in this country that if you didn't have enough coffee, your wife would divorce you.
Wow.
It was that's a justifiable a reason for getting divorced. You didn't have enough coffee. So
wow.
I want to know this tea and coffee loving country covering the SpongeBob SquarePants theme here. Coffee, tea, and wrestling. Oil wrestling, Dom.
Oil wrestling. And, boy, both of the major consumptions. But couldn't be coffee at me. That'd be it. I'd be wired beyond belief.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Three cups, maybe four. 855, giant cup, too. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that. You're off to the movies. We'll get your answer on the side. And, again, things like Venezuela, important beyond belief. A coup here, not a coup in the sense of overthrowing a government, but a coup in the sense of a great achievement. Okay, use that power to get Republicans together. What's their health care plan? What can they do if you just want to say, well, nothing but attack insurance companies? And I'm all on board with attacking it. Who wouldn't be attacking insurance companies? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you think just an all-out attack morning, noon, and night on insurance companies for the midterm, that's the winner. Let them have it. Nuggets every day. Is it? All right, let's get an answer here. 855-839-1210.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Dom, Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is right. All right. Who is, what language is this cover, if you will, of SpongeBob SquarePants?
Oil wrestling, coffee.
Coffee and tea. All right. Big stuff here. Let's go to Annie in South Philly. All right, Annie, what's your answer today?
Hi. Could it be Japanese?
Ooh.
No, not quite.
No, they might have coffee and tea. I could see.
But not oil wrestling.
But yeah.
I don't know about the oil. Right. The Keisha commentary there in Annie's mind. John in Voorhees. All right, John, what's the language your country here?
It's Turkish.
Nicely done.
Ah, all right. The hookah, too, might be something that, yeah, it does seem vaguely Turkish. To me.
Yeah, they got, yeah. I don't know, it's, they gave it, a, yeah, definitely a Turkish flavor to the theme.
By the way, a little Maduro connection to that. That's where they offered him a gilded life, head to Turkey. They were going to take him in or something, man. Maybe that's why he rejected. I remember when Allen Iverson went to play ball in Turkey. Really the end of the line. I don't even think they had a TGIF there, so it was Friday. So.
Oh, man, that must have been a bummer.
Oh, yeah, he was lied to. That was it. He was out of there after a while. Okay. It's 855-839-1210. You get in AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Just push pound 1210. I'm looking at Twitter, and we said the same thing. Mondami today, we played you the cut, talking about it's outrageous what World Cup soccer, of course, that's what he'd be interested in. $600 dynamic pricing. We're going to do something about that. People bothering him for tickets. Working people used to be able to go to those games. Okay. We know it's not in New York, and it's certainly not in New York City. To our knowledge, and it seems to be all over there, no World Cup games are going to be played in New York City. Okay. So why is he talking about that? And the only thing I would tell you is because this is anything like this, a communist, a socialist, that's where they're going to go. But it is also something Republicans ought to look at. Is this an area, now the Biden people screwed up, they would talk about fees and all kinds of things, but not explicitly this, or they didn't do anything about it. Trump might. In other words, why does it cost that amount of money, whatever it is, in dynamic pricing and broadening? Remember that happened with Springsteen. Is that pure unbridled capitalism? Or is there something about scarcity of tickets that's, at least in the past, even if somebody wanted to buy up tickets and sell them, the ticket masters of the world then, whatever they were, you would at least have to camp people out, and you could beat them if you're willing to camp out, and you'd be able to get a ticket. But now with this methodology, there's how many times we've seen this where people go, now something's rotten inside this system, and you have no shot at getting a ticket. The markup value is going to be incredible. I mean, just stunning amounts that I wouldn't pay for. You know, and it's affordable. I could do it, but I'm not going to do it. World Cup, you just say to people, look, it's once in a lifetime. Do you really want to go? I think he said $600. Tickets might be more in various spots of that. Maybe that's the cheap seats. I don't want to get into the weeds. Here's the thing. Mondami's mind on this, though, even though completely off with where they are, he has no power over it. What is he going to do? It keeps his affordability radar thing going. And that's what the perception's going to be. Can't Republicans jump on this? Some of them would probably feel, well, no, that's capitalism. They can charge whatever they want. And on paper, I would agree. If they can find somebody to do this, you know, colleges do this all the time. It's outrageous how much they charge. But colleges are not pure capitalism. They're federally funded. They get all kinds of breaks, nonprofits. Penn is an example. They don't pay any taxes on various things. I think they're still the biggest employer in the city, arguably, bigger than Comcast or anything else. So then, should somebody step in, point these out, and ride to the rescue? How big of a deal is this? Look, it's not the same thing as healthcare, but it's something that most people experience. And somebody that's in their corner on this, and that's what Mondami's trying to do, they'll remember that. And they'll say, it's rigged. Do something about it. Why is it such an effort and money involved to see just about anything? Like, I don't know, the Eagles game is coming week. It's not, well, San Francisco, no, I'm sure it's pricey. If there's some place that there's a ticket available, which is remote. You know, the NFL's already taking care of that. You have to be a season ticket, all the stuff involved with it. Is it something Republicans can unravel? Some of these smaller things, where people, it's like no tax on tips. Does it have that kind of flavor? Now, probably not as dramatic as that. 855-839-1210. And all of us have had an experience where there's something you really want to go, you have kids or whatever. It is unaffordable. I mean, an Eagles game, just forget it. A Phillies game still might be doable. I'm not sure.
A playoff game.
Yeah, right. I'm not sure between the Sixers and Phillies and other, right, playoffs are out of the question. But a World Cup doesn't come to the area where Mondani is very often. So you can understand it's going to be pricey. But he's arguing, you know, how are people able to afford that and go to a match? Is the answer just societally? Well, they can't. And this is not a necessity. I get it. Or is it something politically that you can play with? I think there's political play here. And I think it's the right thing. I think the system is convoluted and rigged in various ways where it shouldn't cost that much. Or is this just a function? They're saying, hey, we know there's a demand. We could probably even charge more. $600 for the World Cup doesn't seem to me to be outside what my expectation would be. But the system's messed up, is what I'm saying. All right, let's go to Scott in Mount Laurel on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott. before you called in, and what do you say about that? You agree with me, Mondami's on to something that Republicans in their own way could seize.
He's certainly on to something that will sound good to people. I'm not sure what the Republican out is on it. I mean, what's our solution? Is we don't want a price fix. We don't want, I mean, that's, it's not
well,
really.
But it's a system. How do these secondary services and all get these tickets? How do they make scarcity to drive up the price? Is that all legal? We've been through this how many times?
Yeah, that I don't know about the legality of, but the reality is nobody forced you to buy the ticket. I mean, you know, and what I do, like with Eagles games a lot of times, I wait to the end, and like an hour before the game, I look, and I've gotten some great deals because I think of it this way. I mean, there's 10,000, 20,000 tickets like that are on Ticketmaster, you know, and what are people eating these tickets? I mean, eventually they're either going to lower the price, or if they get stuck with enough tickets enough times, then they'll stop doing it.
How do they have that many tickets? How do they have that many tickets?
I don't know, but if you go on, even it's not even just Ticketmaster. You go on Ticketmaster, and some are overlaps with SeatGeek and all these other places.
Well, Scott, here's what I'm getting at: that the average person doesn't have a chance to compete to get the ticket at the moment it's available. These companies do. How?
I don't know, and I don't know how you're filling all the seats when anyone could buy tickets up to 10 minutes before kickoff, and there's you can buy any section in the stadium. And it somehow, I mean, they're not all filled. Sometimes you do see empty seats. But it feels like somehow they must decide that they're getting enough extra money on the ones they sell that if they end up with some extra seats, that they don't care. The other thing I'll point out about these algorithms, and that's part of kind of where you're going with this probably, with the dynamic pricing, the airlines, if you've ever looked at an airline fare, if you look at it enough times, the fare jumps. So you can be looking at a fare, you're deciding it's 200. All of a sudden it's 400. And it's like, and then you just wait a day or two, and it's back to where it was before. One time I was like, oh, my God, there's no ticket. I bought one, and then I realized that it was a scam.
Well, the dynamic pricing I'm okay with because that's capitalism. They're using something there that seems to be supply and demand. I'm saying at the source, though, there's scarcity of tickets because the system's rigged. Once you get past that, if it weren't rigged, and you want to price dynamically based upon our people now wanting these tickets even more, I think you can.
Well, do the Eagles or the NFL, does anyone have an obligation to give everyone an opportunity to buy tickets from, in the beginning? I mean, if they did, they would sell out right away. I mean, so I don't know. Yeah, obviously, they're holding some tickets back. Otherwise, they would all sell at face value because this city. I mean, you could sell 100,000, 300,000 tickets to a playoff game.
But do they get away with it because they're a nonprofit, whatever their status is, that argument? Okay, then we're going to take that away unless you open up more ticket sales.
Well, what law are they breaking if they say to Ticketmaster, hey, we're going to sell you, 20,000 tickets, and, basically they pay the Eagles whatever they pay them. And Ticketmaster does what they want with the ticket.
I don't know if that's under current laws okay, or at least I think it's something political. I'd be very interested if I were running for office to get inside that. I think I could run on just that.
Yeah, you just have to have some solution that fits with our principles of free markets. I'm not against it because I do think it's a very one of those issues that the public can really understand and latch on to.
Yeah, well, I think there is. I think it's the mechanism in which they're sold. And how is it they're able to get those tickets? What is it they're doing that you and I can't do? Dynamic pricing, Scott, I'm on board with. That's just supply and demand, if it were fairly done. And you're just charging more as you see what happens. But I'm okay with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And then that happened with the Who concert. I wanted to go to their last concert. Prices were ridiculous. I waited. Eventually, they came down about $300 or $400 a ticket, and I went.
Okay.
And if they hadn't, I wouldn't have gone. You got to be willing not to go. That's really the biggest thing. That's what all this stuff.
That is the thing. And look, you're holding kids hostage with this. There's the scalping problem, too. But, Scott, what else do you have?
I think that the Republicans, and this is for many reasons, to stop corruption and everything. Obviously, we've been all talking about how someone has to get arrested, get tried, and potentially go to jail. I think the poster child for that at this point is Tim Walz.
Oh, yes.
First of all, he's so prominent. And then when you link that to the midterms, if they Republicans go to the midterms and say, look, this isn't just some local yokel Democrat. This was their nominee for vice president that you would think they would have vetted to the hilt. So either they didn't vet the guy, which means they're completely incompetent, or they vetted him and they were okay with all this corruption. And this is what the Democrats are about, is corruption. We got to put him up there, indict him, try him, hopefully convict him, and show the country that this is what you get when you get Democrats. You get corruptions. You wonder why it's so expensive to live? Because these guys are taking your tax money and stealing it and using it for political purposes to attack you. That's the problem in the country.
If he's not indicted and other elected officials involved in this, or appointed officials in the system you can point to. But Walz is the money shot here, let's face it, because that's to your point. And even if he gets off, some corruption in the system there, that's something else to run on. If you don't come through with that, though, if you don't make the case skillfully enough, that's a big letdown.
And beyond that, you know, Josh Shapiro and Gavin Newsom, I don't know who else, they've both been on Twitter either today or yesterday praising Tim Walz.
Yep.
As a man of integrity. I mean, let them eat those words. I mean, this is the guy we have to get.
I couldn't agree more. He's the face of it. Scott, what's your side today?
I have never watched MASH. And when I was growing up, it was the biggest thing ever. I don't know what it was, but, you know, you're watching TV and the next show comes on. I hear that helicopter, that stupid helicopter sound, and I'm out. I'm changing the channel.
And is there any particular phobia? You don't like the word MASH? You didn't like a particular
actor? No. I don't know why. Maybe it was the opening or whatever it was. It didn't strike me as something that was going to be funny. And I know it's a comedy, you know, intellectually, but I don't know. It started when I was a kid, I just never watched it, and I was never into it.
Thank you, Scott. All right, that's the type of call we're looking for. It might be random, the reason why. It doesn't matter. 855-839-1210. Is this, look, Mondani is going to fire all over the place. It's just a communist outlook on something. He doesn't have any real power here. There's nothing he's going to do. But raising that, particularly with an audience that's crazed over soccer, it could be anything, any ticket. Is there anything, how many times have there been hearings? And I remember when they had hearings, they just seemed to be unaware, technically, how this all was done. You know, how does Ticketmaster operate? You heard what Scott said. Can the team just say, well, we're going to give them and let them sell? I don't know if that's what they do, what the deal is. Is that something? I think it's not small ball. I think people look at this and go, dynamic pricing, that's something different. That's for Springsteen to answer for. But once you put the tickets out there and some of them are, you know, they see what the pricing is going to be, dynamic pricing then, okay. In other words, you sell the tickets, they don't all get sold out. Let's just say that's the case. And then you see the demand is unbelievable, so you raise the price. Yeah, I think you could do it. I don't think that's illegal. But it's the system of how do you get that ticket early on? Because once the secondary market has it, I don't even know if we call it the secondary market anymore, you know what's going to happen. 855-839-1210. You can get in, hit us on the side question on Talk Radio 1210.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano's show, 855-839-1210. You get in. Side question today, coming off that it never liked Friends. I know about it. I'm not watching. It's there's all deep-seated biases, but it might be just random, like Scott's. You're going to hit us with that. By the way, Hilton looks like they're validating what we told you yesterday around this time, that this, I guess you have to say, it has the name Hilton on it. It's independently owned, is the argument. in Minnesota was not going to allow ICE agents to have lodging there. If they suspected that government agents are there, they're not going to allow it. Okay. Now, Hilton has rescinded their Hilton credibility, if you will, from them. Are they still going to do that if they're an independent? I don't know what they're calling themselves, haters. That's violative of public accommodation, and that's what they are, big time. And we're seeing a surge, hundreds if not 1,000 or more, FBI, ICE, Pam Bondi there. I think Patel has been back and forth there, going there to take a look at how much fraud they can find. And then next up is California. By the way, I'll give you one each day this week. I forgot yesterday. National Review has a great thing. Some of the wildest laws passed in blue states that kicked in on January 1. Illinois health insurance plans, and Obamacare is like this, and that's why it drives up the cost, now must cover therapeutic horse riding. They write that Illinois residents did not ask for a hippopotamus for Christmas, as the name makes it seem. Rather, the bill mandates that insurance plans cover horse therapy, a type of physical, occupational, and speech therapy that treats autism, cerebral palsy, arthritis, and PTSD through interacting with a horse. Those who have used the therapy praise its benefits, with one patient saying 6 weeks of this equine therapy was more successful than 8 years of traditional therapy. While not necessarily controversial, Illinois residents now may want to take a second look at their insurance plan to see if it covers hippotherapy. Illinois is trailblazing, and this bill cements the first mandate of its kind in the United States in ensuring people in Illinois access to horse-centric therapy. If nothing else, it's the first time the administrative state has mounted a horse and called it health care. Again, if you want to see why health care, we can go through line by line. So when Trump meets with the health care executives, they may be saying some of these things. Well, this is the burden. This is what they have to deal with. And again, Obamacare has any number of things that each person has to take that they may not need. They may want to make a choice for something more streamlined. I'll give you another one tomorrow. This is probably, come on, horse therapy mandated. I mean, I think it's a good thing if your insurance covers you can join a gym. But if it doesn't, then that's on you. Should everybody in America be mandated to pay that you want to go and work out? And Obamacare is the granddaddy of all this stuff. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210. Let's go to Lance in South Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lance, good afternoon.
How you doing, Dom? I know there's others want to call, so I'll be fast. It wasn't a show that I never saw. It was something that happened when the Cats, the musical, was really, really big. About 25 years ago, I'm in a 7-Eleven getting coffee. There's another woman, and there's two other women. The two women look like Laverne and Shirley. They had monogram shirts, little scarves around their neck, and the taller one had cat buttons. When they asked the lady if she ever seen Cats the musical, she said no, and they went crazy. They start asking her, what's wrong with you? Are you kidding me? What's wrong with you? Are you kidding me? But here's the piece of resistance. When they found out there was no more decaf coffee, you would have thought Blackbeard the pirate walked inside of there. They went ballistic because there was no more decaf.
Lance, you are amazing. You have an eye of a talk show host. It's exactly what I would be remembering. That is a good one. All right, Cats.
Yeah, it sounds like they didn't need the caffeine.
They didn't need the caffeine, yes. Oh, goodness. That's a good one. All right, lightning round is next. Hit us then with something, you know, and we haven't heard anybody incredibly passionate today yet. They just reject it. I mean, I don't like Ross on Friends. I don't like the whole thing.
I think most people do.
Yeah, right. I just am not passionate about rejecting it. I'd have to put too much attention to studying it to come up with passion to reject it. But the biggest disappointment, Johnny Z, down at Mulligan's, he's probably in hiding down there. never watched Seinfeld and doesn't want to. Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's it.
Sin.
There's going to be a re-education campaign this summer there on the top 10 moments. Tomorrow, Johnny, just for your honor, we might do the top 10 moments from Seinfeld from the side. No, we're not going to.
And put it on the TVs.
Yeah, yeah. I'll put on all the TVs there during that. And we're going to mimic every big Seinfeld thing they did that we could put on the air. Just in homage to you, Johnny. Oh, my goodness. Admitting that, too. All right. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is right. All right. All this coming off yesterday with friends. Hit us with a show, film, whatever. Cats was great call from Lance. That you, for whatever reason, have never seen and maybe you don't want to. You're not going to. The one guy was great. He said he just never had inkling for The Godfather. It's a hole. It comes up, but not going to do it. I don't have the time for that. All right. Let's go to Greg in the Northeast. I think the winner yesterday. Greg, what do you have today?
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Good.
First, Illinois with the equine therapy.
Yes.
I hope Pennsylvania gets golf therapy. I'll sign on for that.
Yes. Let's. Right? You know, when we get the Trump people on demand, he's a golf. Whispering Trump's here. All right, Mr. President, we'll carry the midterms. Golf therapy. There's 17 million golfers in America. That's exactly right. And wait a minute. You got to get a driver that increases your swing speed by at least 5 miles an hour. Need it.
Sure enough. Or we can have gambling therapy. Someone to buy you chips. We can there's a bunch of things we will go for. But let me say this real fast. About the concert tickets?
Yes.
Trump already has knowledge of that ticket information. When he was running for president, maybe in 2020, he and Kid Rock sat down and had like a little briefing of this to keep it down. So he is well versed in that.
Well, Greg, you know, I would just tell the Trump people again, it's not small ball. People care about things like this, and it gets you out there on the affordability thing. And he likes saying rigged, and I think the system is rigged, and I think Kid Rock would say it.
Yeah, so he's definitely it. Let me get off because some other people get on. How about my movie? I just didn't like it. It moved too fast. There was sci-fi with Star Wars. I have never seen it. And I have never seen the 28 afterwards. So.
I don't know where he was. He's almost like a Zeno's discovery. Yes, I know he's called before, but yesterday he just really popped. And today, even more popping.
Is wow.
he
in the Zeno's year?
Exactly right.
Is he in this Zeno's as a competitor for the, you know, Zeno's 2026 five is over. This is a new guy, 2026. You got to keep that top echelon. Joe of Exton on Talk Radio 12. Hey, Joe, afternoon to you.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. Every now and then, Hollywood comes out with a James Bond film, and I have no interest in seeing it because there is only one actor who owns the James Bond characterization, and that is the late Sean Connery. His masculinity is genuine.
You know what? Other than that masculinity line, that's getting a little touchy there. I'm in complete agreement. You know, that's a whole thing. After that, you're front.
That should have been my answer today.
I mean, Pierce Brosnan, when he was hit in the head with the fruit in Mrs. Doubtfire, I'm standing up cheering, yes, that guy's not James Bond. Give me a break.
You know what? That should have been my answer today. The only James Bond I've seen is Casino Royale.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what. Yeah. If you see Bond, James Bond, I mean, it's Sean Connery and O'Reilly.
I don't have to compare because I really like Daniel Craig as James Bond.
Yeah.
He's not bad.
That movie I've seen as well. Yeah. That movie I've seen as well is really good.
Next time O'Reilly's on, he was friends with the late, great Sean Connery, and O'Reilly's son is an actor.
Really?
And O'Reilly at an event stood up and said what Sean Connery said to the son. It's all in the dance. And he started dancing. O'Reilly. Oh my God.
What a visual.
What a highlight. That is one of the all-time highlights. Oh, my God. Broadway theater, the dance. Earl of Tacconi. All right, Earl, what's yours today?
I guess we're not going to talking about January 6th on January 6th, but my answer is going to be an entire franchise. I'm a huge Star Trek fan. And I refuse to watch any of the new Star Treks. Any of the movies, J.J. Abrams poisons everything that he touches. Those are all garbage since he started working with them. They're not even canon. They actually refer to it as an alternate universe. They're so bad. But when it comes to Star Trek, the original was hippies. The Next Generation was politically correct. All the other ones up until Enterprise were politically correct. After Enterprise, they're all woke. All of the villains are actually based on Trump supporters. And someone actually came up with an idea. It's like we need more Star Trek shows. Someone said, well, how about we have Star Trek in high school? We can call it Star Trek 90210. And I thought, well, that's a real dumb idea. Until this month, they're actually putting Star Trek, Starfleet Academy, Star Trek in high school.
Oh, thank you, Earl. Well, look, that is an angle here, too, that you like the original and then the knockoffs. I agree with Star Trek. The original is unbelievable, and a lot of the stuff they've done is just ridiculous.
I've also never seen any of those.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, that's
any, kind of, that's a shocker for me.
It's a little bit old in date, but not it's relevant.
But even
still,
like the Chris Pine, like J.J. Abrams stuff, I've seen. And I like J.J. Abrams.
I have not seen it. Just the original James T. Kirk.
Same here.
Okay, Kirk, who did you like?
I can't get the vision out of Joe out of my mind. So I'm going to go with Mark from Philadelphia with Better Call Saul.
All righty. Yeah. That was a very good call. Yep.
Mark had a great answer with Better Call Saul. I like Lance and Southgate's answer of cats and what happened in the coffee shop. And then, you know, Joe of Exton with the masculinity of one Sir Sean Connery.
Yeah, I can't get that vision out of my mind.
Mark was a new refreshing today. Let's put Mark in there. Right, you guys like them both. Yep. Let's put him in there. Today is the winner. Tomorrow, who knows, on the side question, always open to send me something that you like, and we may give it a shot. Now, follow on Twitter until tomorrow. We have Dave McCormick on tomorrow to talk Venezuela, President Trump, and a bunch of other stuff. And I still say Republicans can get in on this ticket thing in their own way. And I go back and check that. I think Kid Rock was involved with the president. Whisper in his ear. It's affordability. It's just another incremental attempt at it. All right, Rich is next. Rich, the Always Show. 4 Big Hours next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.